guys.
Welcome back. How's it going? How are you?
Great.
Good.
So we just got these new pop filters. I guess you call them pot filters.
Yeah. I mean, I still hear pot filter, but
no, they're pop. Okay.
P-O-P.
So hopefully it helps. I don't know yet. We tried to test it out. It seemed like it worked okay. But the only thing I don't like about it is that they're like...
They're big.
Huge. Mm-hmm. So they're like the size of my face. So we can barely see each other.
I know.
So I don't know. Maybe look at getting a little bit smaller ones. I think they do make... These are 6-inch pop filters. I think they make like 3 or 4 inch. So yeah. I think that'd be better for this setup. Just so... We can see each other a little bit better.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But yeah, so what are we talking about today?
I don't know. We kind of just decided to
turn on the camera.
Turn on the camera, turn on the mic.
Press record.
And start talking.
And hope for the best.
Yeah, we're just sitting down eating dinner.
Yeah.
Just decided to.
We did. We're just like, you know what? Why don't we just go sit down and press record and. See where it takes us, and I guess that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What can we talk about?
Well, for dinner we had falafel tacos.
We did.
Which is a good segue from our last, or I guess it was 2 podcasts ago. We were talking about part one of what we want for 2022. And you were talking about wanting to try a more plant-based diet. And like you said in that video, by no means are you 100% plant-based, but we've been trying new recipes. So today was falafel tacos. Now, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I made falafels from scratch, which were pretty good. Tonight, I used frozen falafels to try and cut down on some cooking time. And they were not as good as the homemade from scratch falafels.
But you made a special sauce.
I made 2 sauces. I made a avocado salsa with mayonnaise, avocado, jalapeno, and cilantro. And then...
Which was good.
A garlic and cilantro aioli that also had garlic in it. I like that one too.
Yeah, no, they were both good. But yeah, I've been... both been trying to eat more plant-based food, at least. I guess what it seems like now, once a week is what I've been trying to do.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not like I'm really consciously thinking about eating less meat, but I'll think about what I've eaten for the past few days, and it's like, man, I've only had fish or a plant-based meat, or not meat, but protein or... I'll go days without eating chicken or red meat. So it's just been different. I feel better. I feel better.
Good. So that's that was the whole goal, right? Is to eat, you know, stuff other than, like you said, meat, poultry. Mm-hmm. You know, fish is fine, I guess. But just trying something new, more plant-based, vegan-type food. And we need to get a... We keep talking about getting that book, right, from Eamon and Beck.
Yeah.
Because we see a lot of YouTubers downloading their book. Because I believe it's digital.
Mm-hmm. It's a digital book.
Yeah. So it'll be good to try that. We know Karen Nate have been doing, what did they call it?
Veganuary? Yeah. Vegan January?
I totally try to pronounce it.
It
earlier and it didn't sound
improper.
it sounded inappropriate. So they've been doing it. Who else? We watched King in it the other day.
Yes.
And they tried something.
The pancakes.
Pancakes, yeah. So those look good. Who else? I think those were the only two that I think we've noticed.
Yeah, but I have to say, every time we see Eamon and Beck make something, it always looks really, really delicious.
Yeah, yeah. At first, you know, going into this, I was like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of vegetables. But,
I made a cauliflower soup one night, and Michael has been open to trying anything, and he usually hates soup. He doesn't think soup is a meal, which I understand where that mentality comes. I understand where the mentality comes from. But he came into the kitchen, and he saw all the vegetables out. It was cauliflower. I had leeks. I can't remember. I mean, it was just 100% vegetables. And he was like, oh, my goodness, what did I get myself into? But the soup was pretty good. Instant pot recipe.
Yeah, it was good. You made those falafels too.
Yeah, that was when I made the falafels. Because I was worried about what you would think about the soup, so I made something to dip in there.
Which actually, when you dipped the falafel in the soup, it tasted really
good. Super good, yeah.
So I had to move my drink. It was too far away. Because we made
tacos.
I didn't really make them. Claire made the tacos. I was like, okay, well, I can make margaritas. Mm-hmm. So it was too far away for me to reach. So I had to move it much closer. Now you have to reach for yours.
I do.
But I guess going back to, we mentioned a couple of other YouTubers. So I guess it'd be interesting to see. Because I know there's certain YouTubers that we watch together.
Mm-hmm. There's certain YouTubes we only watch together. Like, it's a cardinal sin to watch without the other person.
So, okay. I guess. Who is, and some of these might be the same, right? But yeah. Who right now, who's your favorite YouTuber? And it could be an individual, or it could be a couple, or it could be a group. But who's your favorite YouTuber, YouTube channel, I should probably say.
Sure.
That probably makes the most sense to watch.
So I've been watching Kara and Nate for, I want to say close to a year. And they are a couple that they decided they would take a year off and they would travel the world. And they bought a camera and they took it with them on this trip, really just to keep their friends and family apprised of what they were doing. And they just slowly started gaining a following. And now they've got millions with an S of subscribers and just do these crazy things. But I don't know. There's something just so wholesome about their relationship. It's just really fun to watch.
Yeah, they are. They are very entertaining to watch. They're great storytellers. I mean, they both do a good job. I know each of them have a part. Mm-hmm. And they work really well together.
Yeah.
I don't remember when I started watching Kara Nate. I know you sent me a picture randomly of watching.
Within the last 6 months, because I was in my new house.
Yeah.
So I was watching their Antarctica series. They did an Antarctic cruise because they had visited 100 countries by that point. Their 1 year off turned into, I think, 5 years because they were able to make money off of YouTube.
And it took them a while. Mm-hmm. So if you follow their story, it definitely took them a while to start.
It gives us hope when we see their early stuff. It gives us hope that we can get better.
Out of the first couple of months, like the first 6 months, they almost gave up. They were in the Philippines, right? And they were just like, oh my gosh.
They're so frustrated.
You know, running out of money.
Yeah.
What do we need to do? Do we need to keep going?
I think they were living off of $27 a day.
Yeah.
Because they had a certain amount of money in the bank account. And I think they had agreed if it got to like $15,000, they would just go back home. Mm-hmm. And so they just lived on, I'm pretty sure it was $27 a day, which is easier in some countries than others.
So I guess 6-7 months ago, I wasn't religiously watching YouTube. I was watching YouTube, but not like...
You Google search something and it came up as a YouTube video and you watched it.
But not like, watching standard network TV or... Netflix or anything. But we, she sent me this picture of them on Antarctica cruise, right?
Yeah. And the picture was me with a Bud Light seltzer. It was a mango mojito flavor, which is delicious, by the way. And so I had the seltzer up and I had my TV in the background and it was an ocean view. And Michael said it looked like I was on a cruise.
Yeah, it really did. And, you know, I love cruising. So that's something I enjoy doing. So I was pretty intrigued. Mm-hmm. Wanted to see, you know, what the show was about. So I started watching it and I was watching it on my phone. I was like, this is kind of weird because it was really tiny on my phone. But yeah, all of a sudden, you know, five episodes later, I was like, okay, this is actually pretty good.
He was ahead of me. I mean, he was watching that same series and he got ahead of me that night.
Yeah, it was. And then since then, I started watching all the other stuff. And then I think we started watching it together, mm-hmm. and went back to the very beginning of of them joining YouTube. And
well, you know why we even did that was because they were in Tokyo. They started in Tokyo.
Right. And
you love,
yeah, I've spent a month in Tokyo for work. Mm-hmm. So, it was fun to see, you know, their vlog from Tokyo, even though it was in the beginning of their YouTube career, it was still fascinating to watch and kind of just remember some of the things that I experienced in Tokyo or in Japan. Mm-hmm. So that was fun. And then after that, they went to other countries and they ended up in the Philippines. So that was, to me, funny. I'm Filipino, so it was naturally interesting to watch, and watching them eat all the different food that I, you know, that grew up eating. With, yeah. And it's just, it was good. So I would agree. Karenade is probably, currently my favorite channel to watch. And it's always fun to wait for the next one, because mm-hmm. they do come out with, and they've changed though. They've changed from obviously the beginning, to what they do now. I don't know, the types of things that they do, just everything in general has changed, but I don't want to say it's changed for the worse, because obviously it's still one of our favorites.
Yeah. They have sponsorships now and they get asked to do some crazy things. And I think Nate is always more willing to do the crazy things. And I think Kara just likes being with Nate.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, you know, that's for me, probably the big reason why we're mm-hmm. on YouTube.
We thought we could do it.
maybe one day, but just the inspiration of them telling their story and being able to, you know, try some of the things that they do. There's no way we're going to do, you know, some of the traveling that they do.
Yeah.
It's just a totally different
lifestyle.
But they're great storytellers, great mm-hmm. people. Be interesting to meet them one day. That'd be probably near impossible now that they're like famous.
I know.
What else? What's your favorite? And there, we mentioned it earlier, right? That's our favorite YouTube channel currently that we share.
Mm-hmm. And we're not allowed to watch without the other person.
No, that's a death sentence. A big deal. Yeah, that's a, yeah, I won't try that. So what's your favorite YouTube channel that that you watch or follow that I don't?
So my realm of YouTube is skincare. Mm-hmm. And There are a set of twins. They're the Welsh twins, and they are they're in England. I'm not sure exactly where, but one brother is a skincare specialist, enthusiast, whatever you want to say. And he has his own YouTube video or YouTube channel that he's done very well with. His twin brother is a professional makeup artist and has his own YouTube channel that has kind of been able to get a lot more views because of his brother. But he's been successful on his own with his own YouTube channel. But they have a combined channel as well. And on their individual channels, they are so posed and like calm and collected. And you just like get the information that you need and it's entertaining and you move on. But when they are together, it's just like such a hoot. They feed off of each other and they're just, they say weird things. They do weird things.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's really entertaining to watch. And when I am having a stressful day, I'm just thinking all I want to do is watch the Welsh twins because they just take all your worries away and you learn some things.
Yeah, that's good.
What about you?
So I've been just been thinking about this, but there's been a couple of channels that I've been watching that I know you weren't watching originally. So now I can't really use them. And one of those is like Kyle Palo.
Yeah.
The Disney Daily Dose.
I used to not be into Kyle Palo. I used to not buy into it. I don't know what changed. Maybe, I guess when he got COVID and then I got sick a few days later is when I really started to, because he was posting daily updates of how he was progressing. So I would tune in to see what it was going to be like in two or three days.
Yeah, because he was, what was he like, 2 days ahead, two or 3 days ahead? Yeah. but yeah, now I can't say that, that's one channel that I watch and she doesn't. So yeah, if you guys are interested in, Disney,
he's great.
He goes to the different, you know, Disney parks every day, basically. So excited to always catch up with him it's daily. So daily, yeah. He posts about, I don't know, I think it's like 10 or 11 Central is roughly when it comes up.
I think it's 10 Central, yeah.
So let's see. I guess two brothers. So I guess similarly.
I figured you were going to bring
Maddie and Teppo. I can't pronounce their last name.
Who starts with an H?
They're both Canadian. So it does start with an H. So I don't, they're great people. And what they focus on is, more on teaching photography and videography. So, you know, those are two that I kind of learn from and try to, get small tips from them. Now I know Teppo just, was working with his brother, Maddie, in Canada for a year. So back in 21 last year, and he just, him and his wife just recently moved back to Finland. And so, he was doing, you know, other stuff, but now 22, he's focusing on YouTube full time. So I think he was doing some other gigs, wedding photography and stuff like that. So now he's full time YouTube, and it's fun just watching him specifically, because he's, I don't want to say he's definitely not starting from scratch. He has like 76,000 subscribers. Mm-hmm. But his brother Maddie has, I don't know, a million or two, mm-hmm. something crazy. But both pretty good guys. And they're all friends with the same type of people.
They all run in the same circles. Like
Peter McKinnon's their buddy. And
Becky and Chris.
Yeah, Becky and Chris, which I was going to say next is, you're going to ask what channel right now are you surprised with? Like something you just found. And just all of a sudden like, oh, this is actually a good channel.
Yeah.
That we should continue to watch.
Wrecking Chris is a good one, but I have another one.
Okay. Well.
You go first. If you're going to talk about Wrecking Chris, you go first.
No. Okay. I wasn't, actually. And the funny thing is we might be saying the same thing.
I have a feeling we are.
But I'll go ahead and talk about Becky and Chris because they haven't, I mean, every YouTuber has this interesting story, but their story is pretty good too.
It's probably the again, most unique of what I've found.
Yeah, they're both from Canada. Mm-hmm. Canada, they live in Buffalo now. Mm-hmm. But they're just, I don't know, to me, extremely unique. He's a doctor. Yeah. Chris is a doctor. I guess Becky was...
she worked in a marketing.
Yeah. She came through marketing and then freelanced a few photography type stuff and then went full-time YouTube. But both extremely... I don't know.
Fill in a lot with that blank.
Yeah, they're like, their channel is interesting because it's almost kind of like what we have in mind. Yeah. They're kind of just all over the place.
Well, so they've got their two different channels. They've got Becky and Chris, mm-hmm. which is their tutorials,
home
and visuals.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the overall aesthetic that we're trying to hit as well. Where we've got a market we're trying to hit, but we're also not too niche.
Right.
And then they've got Tuxedo Time.
Yeah.
Which I would almost be ready for Tuxedo Time. Tuxedo Time is when they sit in their basement with a podcast set up. And they sit in their tuxedos, which is like a matching jogger suit.
PJs.
Yeah, pajamas. And they just talk.
About the most random things.
It's like
a lot of times.
It's like Chris just walked in the door and they're like, okay, let's go downstairs and have Tuxedo Time.
I'm pretty sure that's what happens.
They don't talk about anything until they get there.
Yeah. I don't even know if they have a topic in mind. They just go.
Yeah.
But they do have some funny stuff.
Yeah.
Some of the podcasts they've done is hilarious. We've laughed
very hard. Yeah.
So. Oh man, maybe I want now. I'm gonna let you go because
I'm gonna take a turn.
Yeah, and because I have two in mind now.
Okay.
Now that we talked about Becky and Chris, that is one channel that I'm pretty surprised about.
Yeah.
But there's two right that I'm thinking. So if you pick one, I may, because I have a feeling I know who you're gonna pick. But go ahead.
So I'm thinking about Views and Cues.
Yeah. That's who I thought.
Yeah. So we've talked about them before on the podcast. Yep. But they both, like us, they both have full-time jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And they are currently trying to cruise on every Royal Caribbean ship. And that's what they post about, is cruising. And I think we connect with them just because we understand that it's difficult to both have full-time jobs and mm-hmm. and record and edit and post. But they have a very unique editing style, and I really appreciate it.
And they're both pretty chill.
Mm-hmm.
They are
like the people that you could just go up to and kind of like hang out with.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Now it'd be cool to hang out with them on a cruise.
Yeah.
One day, so...
It'd be funny. We'd be like, oh my gosh, it's Views and Cues.
And they're really a small channel. I think they have like 3,000 subscribers. So Views and Cues, if you're watching us, here's a shout out to you guys. Because we definitely enjoy watching. And it's fun because it just seems like they're so early on in YouTube, like we are. They've been doing it a little bit longer, but they're just so totally normal people.
Yeah. They pay for their own trips and everything. Yeah. So they talk about getting the next status in Royal Caribbean. So it's like the stuff that we talk about. Yeah.
So I think for us that are the most relatable.
Mm-hmm.
So, but okay, I had a feeling you were going to mention them. But the other channel that extremely surprised about and just love these two is Kingin' It. Freaking love Kingin' It.
I can't even think about them without laughing. They're so funny.
Hilarious. I don't know. Even when they do their sponsor stuff in the middle of the video.
Oh my gosh, they're so weird.
Oh my gosh. I love those two. They're just crazy.
Well, I don't know where they're from.
Wales.
Because they have such a very unique accent.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it even funnier.
Oh my gosh. Highly recommend watching Kingin' It. Those guys are just freaking hilarious.
Well, and I don't think we caught on to the humor right away.
Yeah.
We were watching them and we're like, what is wrong with these guys? And
just in the beginning, right?
Like the second or third episode that we watched, we were like, oh my gosh, these guys are hilarious. Weird.
Yeah. But even in the beginning, like, hey, we're so and so and we're Kingin' It.
No, it's
just the way they
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back. And you are watching Kingin' It.
Oh my gosh. Hilarious. And at the end too.
Bye.
No.
And they just lay back.
No, it's 1, 2, 3. Don't they count to three?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3. Bye.
Oh my god, they are funny. Love those two. What else? Gosh, who else do we watch? Talked about Kyle Powell already.
Yeah. Griff and Alyssa.
We do watch Griff and Alyssa. Trying to figure out what they're doing right now, though. Went silent for a little bit. I know, obviously, during the holidays, so they were just taking time off.
Yeah.
Another cruise vlogger. But they were trying to do some other stuff, too. But I think from some of their live podcasts or live streams, I don't know if YouTube has told them to just stick to cruising vlogs, but I don't know. All of a sudden now they're hitting the daily vlogs or daily cruise updates.
Which I miss. I'm glad that those are back.
Yeah, those were good to watch. Gosh, who else is there that we just randomly watch?
I mean, we talked briefly about Eamon and Beck.
Eamon and Beck, yeah, for sure. I don't know why.
Other travel YouTubers.
I don't know why I tend to watch this one, but Lalito Loca. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because of the Lido deck.
Lido deck.
Tony.
Which we.
And Jenny.
Again, he's another one that we've appreciated his humor later on after watching multiple videos.
Yeah. Because he's just talking about news and he just makes it entertaining.
Well, and what's really impressive is that he's usually the first out of all these cruisers to get the information out.
Yeah. Yeah, because everyone else just starts trickling in, talks about the same news. But he's definitely, if you're into cruising, and keeping up with cruise news is what he calls it. He's definitely good to get an update from.
Cruising?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we do watch a lot of cruisers, I guess.
I know. We don't really go on that many cruises. Well, we haven't been able to.
Yeah. It's been tough.
We went on one in February of 2020. No, January.
January. So, 2 months.
And we came back from that trip.
Sick.
Extremely ill.
Pretty sure we
had the
initial COVID.
I felt terrible one day. I felt like I had been hit by the bus. And so went to the emergency care to try and get a steroid shot. And the doctor said, oh, well, you went on a cruise? Yeah, people are just coming back really sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And And then once all this hit, we were like, oh my gosh, what happened to us?
Was it 2 months later? Like, oh.
Yeah.
World shuts down.
Because we did a 5K in February on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't run because I wasn't able to breathe.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder.
Probably did. I mean, can't figure that out now, but.
We've both had it since, so.
Yeah. Just like everybody else now, yeah. I'm sure. I don't know. What else? What other YouTube stuff is there? So, yeah, I mean, be interested to see what you guys watch and recommend. Highly recommend the ones that we mentioned.
Yeah, we always get so excited whenever we notice somebody posts something new. There's something new to watch.
We were talking about this earlier during dinner about we've been watching Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
YouTube, but
and Astros third baseman.
Yeah.
As an off-season YouTube.
Need to watch. I think we've missed 2 or 3 episodes, but it's interesting to watch him compared to everybody else.
Yeah, he's more amateur at the YouTube.
Yeah, even though he's obviously the most professional out of everybody else. Yeah.
But you can tell that like he doesn't have a mic connected to the camera.
Oh,
like
no.
Things that we know because
of our
experience.
Oh yeah, we've messed up several times early on.
But he's not messing up, he's just not doing it.
No, he's just too far away. And it's like, hey, you guys follow me around type thing. So.
But we love Alex Bregman as a person.
Definitely one of my top 3 mm-hmm. Current
maybe all time
baseball players. Yeah. I got way too much of his stuff. Too many jerseys of it. I don't want to say it's too many because it's almost enough. I don't have an orange.
You don't have an orange one.
Bregman jersey.
We talk about this all the time.
So I need to get one next season, which baseball season's coming up.
I know.
Pretty excited.
Where's Carlos Correa going to go?
I don't know where he's going to go. He's going to go. I can't keep up with that right now. I think it's still too early. But I don't know what I just got on this YouTube channel kick. I don't know. Who else is there? Oh, you know who's my all-time favorite right now? These guys right here. Yeah, Claire and Michael. If you haven't seen them, my goodness, hit subscribe right now. Hit the like button. Hit the like button for this one.
Thumbs up.
And if you haven't already, subscribe. But subscribe to them, Claire and Michael.
So there is one day that Karen Nate posted, and they hadn't posted in a few weeks. So I texted Michael saying that Karen Nate had a new video because we were going to be able to watch it that evening. So we were all excited. And then he goes, somebody else had a new video as well. And Views and Cues had a new video. And Claire and Michael had a new video.
Those guys are bad mothers right there. I said other words, but yeah, definitely subscribe to them or us. Same thing.
They try real hard.
we're kind of like Tony with Lolito.
Lolito.
That one's like a tongue twister for me for some reason. Lolito Loca. Mm-hmm. He's at 150,000 subscribers, something like that, which is a ton.
And every day he says that he's trying to get to 18 million.
Guys, we're just trying to get to 1,000. Oh, like 18 million. He's like, yeah, you got to be a part of it. I'm like, dude, you're only at 150, which is a ton. But oh, reminds me, Kyle Palo's at home right now.
Yes. And
you saw that episode where he was reading his journal with his sister.
His subbies.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, and at this rate, I'm going to be hitting 500 subbies. And I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Sounds like us.
Dude's at 110 subs right now.
Yeah.
And that was, I don't remember when he wrote that, 2015 or something like that.
Yeah, I know he's had his journal for about 10 years. maybe over 10 years, but it started as like a gaming channel in his teens.
Oh, is that how he started?
Yeah, he said that his first video was playing Black Ops something.
Oh, like if,
I don't know anything
like about everybody that. Else. yeah, I definitely played that. I wasn't very good though.
Interesting. What? I know this.
I still have it.
Is that in a box?
Yeah.
Not an inside joke. When Michael gets an Amazon package. Well, even better lately, but last year, every time he got an Amazon package, he wouldn't open it. He would just put it by the front door, like inside the house, but right at the front door. And he had a stack of at least 15 or 20 boxes. And it was like, come on, man, you don't know what's in here. And he told me he was going to save it all for Christmas so that he could open it all up and not know what was inside of it.
Christmas in July, at least. But yeah, I mean, there's times I'm just like, oh man, I forgot to order that.
Yeah.
Huh. I guess it's helpful now. Or at least it would have been helpful when I needed it. The reason why I ordered it.
Yeah, I ordered some spatulas from Amazon, my favorite spatulas that I haven't been able to replace. And I found them on Amazon. So since I have one right now, and so I ordered three more. And one was in the same color that I had, and I ordered two more in black. And I knew that they were shipping a different shipment. So yesterday, I got the first of the shipment. And I was standing at my front door thinking, I know I ordered multiple of something, and they were shipping separately. I just can't remember what I ordered. And then I opened it up. I was like, my spatula!
So this just reminded me, because I did order something on Amazon, and it was hopefully going to be here today, because I was... needed a cord to be able to plug my phone to the Rodecaster so we could, have someone on the phone as we do these podcasts. I mean, I know I could use a different cord, but I wanted the right cord so I didn't have any issues. I don't know if this happened to you, but ordered something, and then all of a sudden this morning I get an email saying that my order is being canceled because it's undeliverable.
It's happened three times to me. It's made me very mad.
I was like, you haven't even attempted to deliver it. So how's it undeliverable?
I think it's like either a stock issue, or I've also read that if like the package gets visibly damaged during shipping, that they won't, like they try not to deliver it. Huh. But it's like what they offer is like a refund to the account. It's like, no, just like ship it again.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, just take care of whatever the issue is and ship it again.
At least try to do that.
Yeah.
Or tell me it's out of stock, not just it's undeliverable. I don't even know what that means. I ordered it yesterday and you're telling me in the morning that's undeliverable?
But you ordered
it yesterday. You haven't even boxed it yet.
You ordered it yesterday and you're expecting to receive it today. So... that's the magic of Amazon. But then it was undeliverable. Like,
okay.
Yeah, that has happened to me.
Send me a different one.
Yeah. That's what made me upset. It was not the fact that it was undeliverable, but the fact that instead of sending me a new one, they're just like, okay, here's a refund. Like, I still want it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, great. I get a refund. Yeah. But, I needed this for a reason. So now I got to, I don't know. You gotta try to reorder it, I guess.
Yeah.
Or get another similar item. But the only reason why I picked that one's because it was supposed to be coming today. So, anyways.
I understand that.
That was frustrating. But probably didn't really, really need it. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Well, what else? What else we got? Really, I just talked about favorite YouTube stuff.
It's about all we do now.
Talk about YouTube.
Watch YouTube.
Talk about YouTube.
Yesterday, we had a lot of catching up.
Yeah. And part of that was Karen and Nate.
3 hours of catching up.
Oh, man. So if you didn't know, Karen and Nate are posting on Saturdays these days.
Yeah.
Not really sure why. I don't think they gave a reason why.
I do think that there's a high concentration of people that post on Sundays.
There are. Maven and Beck, kinging it.
Although it is a surprise when I see Kara
Claire and Nate. Michael post on Sundays.
There you go. It is a surprise when I see Kara and Nate on Saturdays still, because it's like, it's weird. Oh, there's another one. But and then have, you think it, they're going to post again the next day. And it's like, nope.
But they have not. The random Wednesdays too.
They do.
Which, by the way, Claire and Michael also post on Wednesdays.
You wonder where we got this schedule from.
We're going to get the Claire, the, ooh, see, Claire and Michael. Don't forget that one. The Karen and Nate followers. Skip yep. one.
Michael's really cute. He always thinks that we're going to catch subscribers from Karen and Nate. So
I'm telling you, we have to have, no, we do.
There has to be at least one.
What, you and I?
Yeah. I mean, two? Yeah. But if we have travel, I'm sure it shows up. And we do have travel. I'm sure it, sure it shows up on people that exclusively watch travel.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to know how people actually come across our channel and like us enough to hit subscribe.
No, we do have some travel. Most of it right now is Napa, which is probably our first true multi-day, let's call it series. That was our first series, actually, travel series. First time actually really taking a camera out in public.
Yeah, so much yeah. The first time that we didn't even have the mics connected correctly.
So we have some audio issues. It's just frustrating. I actually tried to watch one yesterday. I was like, oh my so God, I can barely hear what they're talking about.
Well, it was,
but still, watch Killer and Michael. They're awesome.
It was funny because when we were editing that video, when we were at Mustard's, we had to like close caption ourselves. Yes. And I was the one closed captioning it. And there was one part that was like, I don't know what the heck I said. Like, I have no idea what I was trying to portray. And so, but I was like, well, if I don't know what I'm saying, then I can just put anything here. And then Michael came in and looked at it and was like, well, how were you able to make sense of what you said there? I was like, I don't know. I don't know what I said. I just made it up.
Oh, so the solution to those videos is we're just gonna have to go back, yeah. Film it all over again.
Shame. What a shame.
Yeah. Gosh. We'll do that soon.
Twist my arm.
Oh, that which reminds me, I did get an email today from Farniente. Nickel, I'm getting a shipment soon. I'm going to have to modify it. It's too big of a shipment.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been modifying my mom's shipments.
So, need to look at that.
Which you need to share your stuff.
I do share it.
We actually haven't drank red wine in a long time.
Yeah, we really haven't. I don't even remember the last time we actually drank wine.
It was since you like to drink Zinfandels with absolutely anything and everything. I'm sure it was a Zinfandel. Actually, it might have been Saldo.
That was probably the last bottle we had.
Saldo's a very good bottle of Zinfandel.
Probably a month now. That's a good...
More than a month.
Yeah. That's a Prisoner Company.
That's a good, very good Zinfandel.
Pretty, I don't want to say inexpensive because it's still expensive. 20-something bucks or something
27,
like that.
I think.
Yeah. But it's still a pretty good wine.
For a nice bottle, it's yeah. Not a bad price. Hmm. I think I have another one in the refrigerator. My wine fridge, not the regular.
Yeah, let's not say it. It's the wrong temp there. Well.
Anything else?
I don't know. Can't think of any other YouTube questions since that's kind of what we were on the track of talking about. Or at least that's just what we started talking about.
I'm sure we'll keep talking about YouTube after this.
We probably will. Probably going to go watch YouTube now. Oh, yeah, we need to watch Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
So, if you haven't heard me already a few times.
Like?
Yeah. Like, go ahead and like our video. Like, watch all the other ones and like those too.
Share with your friends.
And yeah, definitely subscribe to our channel. We're at 105, 105 right now. We were, our goal at the end of 21 was to get to 100, and we almost got there.
Yeah.
And we're at 105 now in January. So,
I mean, we will be at a number of subscribers, and it might take us anywhere between 24 hours and like a week to get another subscriber. And so every single subscriber is such a big deal. I haven't even told you this, but on Saturday night, I had a dream that we went from 104 at the time subscribers to 107 subscribers overnight. But like, I woke up, checked our subscribers, and it was 107. And I, in my dream, I was like, oh my gosh, we gained 3 subscribers overnight. And I was so excited. And then I woke up in real life and I was like, it was so real. That dream was so real. Like, the reactions were so genuine that when we were still at 104, I was like, how do we lose 3 subscribers?
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, goals 1,000. Not 18 million like Tony.
No.
We're just trying to get to 1,000.
Yeah.
So, and then hopefully beyond that. But this year is 1,000. Mm-hmm. So definitely hit that subscribe button. And yeah, we got some videos coming up. Got some podcast ideas coming up, so definitely make sure you hit subscribe and hit that notification bell so you can see what's coming up and be notified when those videos are up.
And so February is going to be a fun month.
February is going to be a busy month. So definitely keep up, watch, share, subscribe, like.
And that's
whatever.
As much as we'll share for now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, 1, 2, 3.
Bye.